So welcome to Fast Dungeons and Furious Dragons, the side jag of the No Dungeons and No Dragons podcast. This may or may not ever actually be released, but it's certainly being recorded, so we'll see. This campaign, unlike the other campaign, is based loosely off the rules of Dungeons and Dragons 5th edition. I say loosely because it's based very loosely on those rules. Our character sheets that have been made are based on those rules, but for the most part, rules are going to go out the window because rules don't matter. The most important thing is storytelling. So we might say roll, and we might have rolls happen, and things might happen more to push the story along than actually based on the rules. But we'll see. It just depends on how it goes. This is sort of like an episode zero of this because one of our members is not here, but it made a lot of sense to have the other two do a little thing before they get to that member. So playing Deckard Shaw is Jose Cuevas. How's it going, Joe?
Hello. Hello.
Wasn't
great.
That
wasn't great.
It's not. And playing Luke Hobbs. Playing Luke Hobbs is Brandon West. How's it going, Brandon?
Awesome.
I will be your game master, dungeon master, furious master, fast master, fast master. I'm going with fast master. Wow. I'll be your fast master, Nansabiki. let's get started. So, Luke Hobbs, this is going to take place. Some point, I'll say 6 months after Fate of the Furious, approximately, Luke Hobbs has semi-retired as he would like to spend more time with his daughter. And Deckard Shaw is also a somewhat retired criminal, as opposed to a active criminal. I don't know. I mean, yeah. Well, technically, but before Furious 7, he had been like a ghost for like 12 years. He only came back to be active when his brother got quote unquote not really killed because they wanted to keep using the character question mark. So we start with Luke Hobbs at home with his daughter. What are you doing at home, Luke?
Well, me and Samantha just made pancakes
because is her that's name our, Samantha? Is that a real name?
Her name is Samantha. Yeah. Me and Samantha just made pancakes.
It wouldn't surprise me if that were an actual canon part of Fast and the Furious. It seems like certain
I'm
details
sure
throw
is.
In.
Yeah, I just somehow missed it. Anyway, sorry, Samantha, yes.
Samantha and I just made pancakes. And we're relaxing, about to watch the game. Because it's a Sunday afternoon.
All right, I guess it's Sunday afternoon. Hold on, wait, I got a note. Sunday afternoon. What game are you watching?
Well, since I live in California, I think we're watching the LA Rams and the and the New York Jets.
All right. Well, that game ends and the Rams lose 17-0. Moving on. moving on, Deckard Shaw, you are also in Los Angeles. What are you up to, Deckard?
I'm not doing that. I am in a hotel room in Los Angeles. It is a Sunday afternoon. And what month is this? We established that?
Sorry, Brandon, you can say that out loud. It's fine. I don't think he lives in New York because when he's in the hospital, it's in LA because the end of Furious 7 is in LA. So,
like, he just well, that's just because that's where Brian and them are from.
Right, but like, why would he be in? Like, he was working in LA because then when he got hurt in LA, and then that's where he's, you know, flexed out of his cast and said, "Daddy's got to go to work." So, by the way, I will say on IMDb, it is listed Eden Estrella's breakout role was in Furious 7 as the sassy young daughter of Agent Luke Hobbs.
And her name was?
Samantha. I believed you. I just find it funny that her breakout role, like, man, she had like three lines in that scene.
She did the dance.
No, like, I didn't hate it. It was fine. I also like how in these, like at some point in the movie, in Fate of the Furious, she goes, "Daddy's got to go to work." Like he says it all the time. Like it's just something he says often. Like, "Sorry, Samantha, Daddy's got to go to work." Like,
canon.
Instead of just being like a cool line, he said one time. He just says it all the fucking time. All right. So Shaw, in your hotel room, you get a. I don't know. It's during football season. Who cares? Sometime between October and February.
Cool.
6 months after the events of Furious, Fate of the Furious. So it really fits perfectly because that was in the summer. It's fine. So this is like, let's say November?
Okay.
You get a knock at the door.
I produce a pistol seemingly out of nowhere, lay it on one side of the door, and I look into the peephole.
There's nobody there.
Okay. Like, no person or the character, Mr. Nobody?
What? You look through the, you look through the peephole and you do not see anything.
I get it though.
that's on me. That's on me. Son of a bitch. That was unintentional.
I swear to myself, and I slightly open the door.
There, you do not see anybody in the hallway, but when you turn around to close your door, Mr. Nobody is standing in your hotel room.
What the?
Okay.
It's fine. He's a magic wizard now. It's D&D. Fine.
Kurt Russell moving fast.
he's ego.
You just
Deckard Shaw. Deckard Shaw. You've been on the run ? For 6 months now. And because really the help you gave us 6 months ago didn't clear your record. You killed a lot of people.
I killed a lot of people to help you 6 months ago though.
Well, you killed a lot of people before that too.
I mean, that's not untrue. But I killed a lot of people to help you 6 months ago. So shouldn't that count for something?
Count for something. I have one more job for you. One last ride in order to clear your name and allow you to no longer be on the run from the law until you commit another crime, which I would hope you won't do.
Right, that's not something I anticipate doing without payment. Nobody has approached me. So
I've already spoken with your mother. Dame Helen Mirren, of course.
I definitely do not anticipate doing in the near future.
I spoke with your mother, and she wanted me to have you have your brother on this job, but I talked her out of it, and instead you're going to be working with an old friend of yours, Luke Hobbs.
This is an audio podcast, so you cannot see Deckard Shaw's facial expression.
What facial expression are you making?
He looks slightly dumbfounded, but also kind of into it.
I think I've seen that porno. and Shaw will be meeting up with your associate once you your third associate once you reach your destination.
Third associate?
And then yes, third associate. It's fine. It's fine. Look, we needed this third guy because he knows the lay of the land a little bit better than you two do. And also we need a precision driver. And I didn't want to call Toretto in on this one because he's too close to it. Nobody produces a plane ticket for you and hands it to you. I will brief you and Hobbs tomorrow. So get packed.
Right then.
And he leaves you to get packed.
I drink whatever is left in the hotel bar. Not hotel mini bar.
The next day, there's a soccer game. It's November. Shit. No, it's Los Angeles. It's fine. Year-round soccer.
Yeah.
Samantha and the Red Dragons? Are they the Red Dragons? Are they the Pink Butterflies? What's your soccer team's name? I want to say they're the Red Dragons. The Red Dragons are playing soccer, and of course, Hobbs is their coach. Why don't you do a little bit of coaching, Luke?
Let's go! Bring it in! Kick it! Good hustle out there! Good hustle! See, then I slapped one of the little boys on the butt.
They're girls.
I said, you can't hang with my daughter. Let's go.
Okay.
This is co-ed soccer.
I guess it's a co-ed soccer. She's on two different teams. You know,
No, she's too good for the girls, so now she's playing with the boys.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay. Cool. Sure. That's what's happening.
AAU.
Are they chanting in Maori again?
No.
Furious eight.
This is like third period. So yeah, no.
Gotcha. After a particularly busy play, Hobbs sees nobody, Mr. Nobody. Not nobody. Not doing that again. Hobbs sees Mr. Nobody on the other side of the pitch.
Son of a bitch.
There we go. Good.
I take my sunglasses off. I throw the whistle to some random assistant coach, and I just walk straight towards him.
Straight through the soccer match?
There are assistant coaches in youth soccer?
It's fine. One of the other parents. It's not a big deal. It's all right. Look, this is a very active year-round league. These are really good middle school soccer players. Some of them are probably going to go to the MLS. One of them is probably going to be on the American national team and then not make the World Cup.
Look, 7 years from now, we'll be chanting Samantha Hobbs like we did Mia Hamm. That's all I'm saying.
Sure, yeah. Sammy Hobbs. Yeah, for sure. All right, so Hobbs crosses the middle of the soccer pitch, presumably in the middle of play, to... A soccer ball bounces off his head. He has no reaction to it. A soccer ball bounces off his head. roll for fortitude.
Oh my god.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. It's fine. He's virtually invincible. Yeah, so a soccer ball bounces out of his head. He crosses this field and approaches Mr. Nobody and says,
"The hell are you doing here?"
"Luke, I hope you enjoyed your 6 month sabbatical because I have a mission for you."
Do you not know the word retirement? Let me spell it out for you. No.
I think you'll want to work this one. And Mr. Nobody hands you a dossier, and I will tell you what is inside the dossier in a private message.
If you actually have something written out, I would be so surprised.
From the radio.
Oh, no. It's pretty straightforward. This was taken last week. The audience doesn't see it, but I think it's pretty obvious.
Last week. Yes. Where?
Son of a bitch. The problem is in a role-playing game, I can't smash cut like I would want to in a film, but the answer is, I know, but not in the way I want to, because there's some stuff to happen here.
For the characters, that, okay.
Yeah. Tokyo. Smash cut too! but not really as much. But honestly, you know what? If Bailey was here today, we probably would just smash cut to Tokyo right now. But because he's not here, there's some humor stuff to be done instead. Yeah. Anyway, we're just gonna say Hobbs is in because the story doesn't run if he's not. We move to. If you want to say something, that's fine.
No, let's go.
I mean, look.
Hold on. Let me go tell my daughter that daddy got to go to work. So.
I feel like he also says she loves that.
she loves it when I
only do
that.
It for her.
Yes, because it makes more sense if Shaw doesn't know now. So Shaw doesn't know yet.
Am I brief on my partner?
What's up?
No, go ahead. You're the man.
Yeah. We are now at the briefing station. Deckard, Luke, it's so good to see you two together again. You had such a great chemistry on the last mission, and we decided to exploit that for some money. I mean, et cetera and whatnot. You know, the way Hollywood works. I mean, what? Not Hollywood. Missions. The whatever I work for.
DSS.
I don't think we know. No, it's not the DSS.
No, I work for different DSS.
You worked for DSS. Yeah. No, now you work for me. Yeah. At this. The government.
The government. We think.
whatever government thing. Yeah. The government, or maybe not. And also, I may or may not be Brian O'Connor's dad, but that might have been cut out because he died. Who knows? anyway.
Is that, oh God, that would be terrible.
You know, who knows? Just who
Kurt
knows
Russell
whether or not that's
corrupt dad?
I'm going to say no.
So you two, as I've told you, will be headed to Tokyo. to meet with a young man who we've been keeping an eye on named Sean Boswell. Hold on, this is approximately 3 years after Furious 7, which means approximately 3 years after Tokyo Drift. So he's 21? Is he 21?
21, yeah.
That sounds about right. Sean Boswell is a drift king of Tokyo. And as you know, we love drivers here. And as far as you know, that is your mission.
We're just apprehending a little kid.
I shouldn't be wanted in Tokyo, right? I don't think I'm wanted in Tokyo. Well,
pretty sure you've committed murder there, but nobody knows that.
Yeah, so I shouldn't be wanted in Tokyo. Okay, I'm on board.
Really? You're on board?
Yeah. There's no way this can possibly go wrong.
Hold on. You have no questions about the mission of just recruiting a 21-year-old kid? That's it? You're like, cool, that's it?
How bad can it be?
Okay. Speaking of which, as we are the government, we don't have, like, a lot of money. So you're going to be flying coach? Only because
what the hell I am.
Only because
I can't get a new coach.
Only because I find it hilarious. just big ass Dwayne Johnson fitting in a
coach. My thighs can't fit in no coach.
Sitting next to fucking Jason Statham, so confused. Because you're still wanted, in this country. Deckard, Hobbs is no longer wanted. He was only wanted in the last movie. No, not wanted anymore. Deckard, since you're still wanted, you're going to need to, son of a bitch, get through airport security. So let's just say you can't go in the regular way.
Not even if we get.
It's on you. It's on you to figure out how to get on that plane.
I look up how much TSA pre-check costs.
Yeah, we can't afford that. We're already flying you, coach.
Aren't we the government? Doesn't the government run TSA pre-check?
Shh. That's worse for the story. What part of it's all about the story did you not get? I want an action set piece. Give me an action set piece.
Which airport are we flying out of? Santa Ana or LAX?
LAX.
I feel like if we
fly to Santa Ana.
I feel like we can take...
You're flying to Tokyo.
We can take Santa Ana to LAX, then LAX to Narita. And then if I go through Santa Ana, there should be fewer...
I'm not spending 4 hours in California alone in coach. I'm not.
No, you're flying from LAX to Tokyo. He's like... and...
Wait, I can get on the plane. I'm fine. Like, he has to... Hey, find your way through baggage claim or something.
You have to get your partner on the plane as well. It's part of your mission.
Oh my gosh.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
sort of been much less complicated if you wanted to be Twinkie.
I want to look around for any gaps in security.
All right. Let's see. What do you roll for perception?
Perception should be like a D20 plus your wisdom mod, right?
Yeah, that's fine. Roll D20.
Son of a bitch.
All right. You see no gaps in security.
So the audience knows. What did you get?
Five. A 3 plus 2 is a 3. 5. Yeah, but you have a plus 2 with perception modifier.
All right, so Yeah, no, this is going to be hard.
And also, in fact, security sees you poking around and is now more suspicious of you. You had a pretty bad one.
Right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go outside and start from outside. Okay. That way we can just, we're going to take an Uber. We're going to jump out. We're going to commandeer the Uber, crash it through a gate, avoid security, and then we're going to find our way onto the wheel of the plane, hop in the plane, take off.
Right. What part of?
Make sure you know your gate.
What part of I am wanted by the U.S. government, despite working for the U.S. government, did you not understand? If any part of that goes awry.
Here's the thing, sir. I don't care. This is going to happen, and you're already wanted, so it can't get any worse.
You can't be any more wanted.
Yes, but I can wind up in jail again, and this time it won't be with you.
It's fine. You're
right.
Start digging.
I start heading outside.
How much do I owe you for the Uber? I say, following.
All right. Yeah. So I approach the first idiot-looking taxi driver.
Thought we were taking Uber.
Same difference. Uber I punch him in the face. Matters
because that changes what kind of car we get.
that's true.
Okay.
Hold on.
The first black car. I see.
roll D20 to see what kind of car you see. All right.
Oh yeah.
It is let's say a Hummer.
A Hummer. Okay. Is it black? Can it be black?
Yeah, it's black. It's fine.
It's a black Hummer with just all like right. An Uber sticker on it.
Yeah, you see a black Hummer with an Uber sticker on it.
I hop in the passenger door, passenger side, and I immediately punch him in the face and then slam his head against the steering wheel.
All right, that happens.
I throw him in the back seat as sloppy as I can, and then I proceed to commandeer the Hummer. I'm honking the horn so Shaw can get in.
I get into the passenger side?
It doesn't matter. Get in the car.
Into the passenger side. I was saying that I was. All right. What?
Now I'm driving.
You were saying it as such a question, and all we heard is passenger side. So we're like, okay, yeah, sure. All right, so Shaw's now in the passenger seat, and Hobbs is in the driver's seat of this black Hummer.
All right, now I'm driving towards airport. I don't know what's how do you call it?
Just the employee entrance.
The runway.
Oh.
All right. Well. Yeah. Some airport police notice.
I'm gunning it. I'm gunning it.
Yeah, so police officers start to turn the sirens on and follow you. Let's see what
I'm going to pull out my 9 and I'm going to hand it to Shaw. I'm telling him, shoot to harm, not to kill.
I will try my best. He rolls down the window.
The police start shooting. Hold on, wait, I guess so. He rolls in the window. Does he shoot?
Let's say he pokes his head out first to get his bearings of the area. Should I roll perception?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, create some distance.
While some I'm separation, in the car, I am not controlling. Perfect. My wisdom mod is 0, so it's just a d20. 18.
All right.
Do I see places I can shoot to harm, not to kill?
Do you see what?
Do I see anything that I can shoot to harm rather than kill? Like, I don't know, wheels or something?
Yeah, you see one of those like trucks full of luggage, and you perceive that if you shoot that, then the luggage will spill out in a way that the police will have to avoid it, and stop their cars. As opposed to, you know, actually flipping them over or killing them or anything.
Okay. What do I roll to shoot the luggage train?
That is, hold on, let me see. Hobbs is 44 Magnum. Is it your hit dice? Which is 1d8?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
1d8 is like a dex mod? Because I guess it's aim.
Let's say 1d8 plus your dex mod for aim.
Cool. So that's 1d8 plus 3. I got.
Cool.
8 plus 3
for
11.
Yeah, so you hit it exactly in such a way that the luggage falls over. Some of the cars like start to run over it, but have to stop because they can't go over it. None of the luggage is damaged. but there's still two police cars following you, and a couple more coming in from the side.
Well, I laugh.
And now that you have shot, they start to fire at you. So we'll see, the police is probably going to be...
I laugh. And I yell because, like, we're going at a high speed, so there, you kind of hear, like, the rumbling of the wind going. And I'm like, how is that for shoot to harm, not to kill?
It'd be even better if we got some goddamn cover. Can I roll for perception? I want to see how far we are from the plane and take off.
Sure. So 11 plus 2 is a 13. So you see that that you are not too far from the plane, but you don't have necessarily a perfect grasp on it, but that you'll get there within about a minute or two. There's still some police chasing at you. I just rolled to see if they hit. They do. They blow out two of your tires.
Fun times.
So now you're driving on two, let's say your two left side tires. So now there's still two police cars that are right on your tail, and one a little bit further away. You are still a couple, like about a minute's drive from that airplane. Which is itself now moving. I guess we're now on an infinite runway again.
Okay, crazy idea. I'm gonna unlock the rear door where a little Uber driver is still laying unconscious. I'm gonna attempt to use my long legs to keep driving. I'm gonna hold my man outside the door, and I'm just gonna let him go.
All right.
See if they stop for him.
Let's roll 1d20 for vehicle handling, and one for athletics, I guess.
Should I roll 2d20s or
D20, roll two individual d20s?
D20.
Okay. Shit.
So that's vehicle handling, and that's shit. Athletics. Cool. All right. Well, at least you have a plus 6 athletics. So you rolled a 12 for vehicle handling, and a 9 plus 6 is a 15 for athletics. So you do manage to grab the guy and toss him out. But in the meantime, since you're trying to control this car and also you're down two wheels, it completely just flips over. You have, because you probably should have a negative modifier since the car is completely like annihilated. So at this point, so you toss the guy out, but the car flips over. Fortunately, it does flip over. It does flip over towards the plane. I'm sure you take some damage, but I don't know exactly how to calculate that.
Because it's probably pointy damage, I propose 1d4.
Sure, let's take a d4 for each of you.
God damn it.
All right.
Of course.
Well, Jesus. So Joe takes 4 points of damage.
I'm now at five.
And Brandon takes 3 points of damage. Brandon has 16 hit point max, which is because he's 17 feet tall.
I think I'm ready.
Any bright ideas, Junior?
Shaw starts bleeding profusely.
maybe roll perception.
Right, how close are the cops?
The cops are pretty much right up on your ass. The cops are like the two cars have pretty much converged on you. And the third car is on its way.
I want to hide behind the wreck, pull out my gun, and attempt to.
First, go ahead and roll a d20 for stealth.
Oh, I'm 17 feet tall.
You have a +2 stealth modifier, so.
Oh my god.
But an 8 plus a 2. All right. Well, you get behind the car, the flaming wreckage. Which might not be a great idea, but that's fine. The police officers who are still in the car don't see you, but the two who have already gotten out of the car do see you hiding behind the wreckage.
Are they approaching?
They don't want to shoot because they don't want to blow it up and kill you. Right. So they just stay out there with guns towards you and say, "Get out from behind the car. You are under arrest."
I lift my hands up and I begin walking towards the cop. And I want to beat the shit out of the first person that try to touch me.
I yell, "Help me, deception."
Okay, yeah, go ahead and roll deception. What's your charisma?
Oh, no, the fire is
+1. +1 to deception. All right, cool. That's fine. Go ahead and roll.
Let's
see how that works for you. The one who's actually a wanted criminal.
And that's a d20 plus one, right?
It's a d20 plus one, yeah.
I got a 3 and 1 of 4.
All right. So the police officers say, "Deckard Shaw, come out with your hands up. We know who you are."
Am I being arrested yet?
Yeah, that's fine. So one of the cops start trying to put cuffs on you. Hold on, let me.
I want to take his hand, cuff it to his partner, and then slap their heads together.
So hon, I rolled a 15 for putting the cuffs on you. So one of the cuffs is on you.
Oh, crap.
But the other one still is not. So who do you cuff that to?
I'm going to cuff one to the other officer. So now we're together.
Yep. And now you're going to swing him around?
I'm going to take his gun and then I'm going to throw his head into the other guy. And I'm going to drag his body back towards Shaw.
All right. Go ahead and roll.
That's a lot of actions.
That is
okay. All right. Let me slow it down there.
Yeah.
All right, I got a handcuff on me, and I want to take my left hand. I'm assuming it's my right hand because you do. All right, so I'm gonna take my left hand. I'm just gonna try to reach for his gun.
Okay, so I guess roll sleight of hand.
And I'm guessing that's a
D20.
What?
D20 plus D20. 2.
Oh.
All right. You reach for his gun. and you knock it out of the holster, but you don't grab it yourself, so now neither of you has a gun.
Well,
hey, it's better than nothing.
Am I prone, or am I like?
Are you prone?
Standing next to a burning car.
No, you're not prone.
Just like bloodied next to a burning car?
You're next to a burning car.
Okay.
Actually, you know, let me see real quick here. Cool. Yes, you're still next to a burning car. Nothing has happened to the car yet.
How far am I from the nearest firearm?
You still have Hobbs's gun, and I believe you still have a gun of your own. I don't know why Hobbs gave you a gun.
I assumed he wasn't traveling with a gun through airport security, but it's fine.
Wait.
Go ahead.
Oh, one of the cops is down, or
not yet. All that's happened so far is Hobbs has handcuffed himself to the other cop, and that cop is missing his gun. There is still the cop one is still just there, and the other police car is. Will be there in like two actions.
I throw Hobbs's gun at cop one.
That seems dumb, but all right. Roll for. I guess just d20.
Okay.
I have dexterity.
So d20 plus 3. Looks like this is my dex mod.
Yeah.
I want to catch it.
Cool. All right. So the gun hits that cop in the head, knocks him out, and lands in Hobbs's hand.
Awesome. I want to shoot the second cop in the knee.
Cool. That is...
both knees.
All right. So roll two separate D12s.
D12?
Yeah. All right. And I guess I'll probably add two to that for proximity. So one's a 12 and the other's an a 10. And then go ahead and roll two D8 and then another 2D8. All right. You completely destroy one of the officer's knees. The other one, so he's going to be a cripple for the rest of his life. The other one just gets shot out. So that's fine. But now you have a dying police officer chained to your body.
What's this?
Wait, no. He's unconscious because he got hit in the head with the gun. The other one just got shot.
Is that the way you were trying to throw it, Joe? Were you trying to throw it to the one that was chained to Brandon or the other one?
I was trying to throw it to the other one.
Top one.
Oh. Yeah,
so that one's knocked out. This one is chained to you.
Wait, so he got knocked out, and which one did I shoot?
You shot the one that was
the one that was unconscious?
You shot the one that was
Also, the other cop car is here now, and there are two police officers in it who are now exiting their vehicles.
Okay, I want to jump in cop one's car and pick up Shaw.
All right, so you hop in cop one's car. Joe, do you also hop into that car?
Yeah, and as the door closes, I yell, what the hell?
You also understand you cannot drive to Tokyo, yes?
I'm chasing the plane.
Chilling on the tarmac right now.
It's still on the tarmac. You were trying to get it while they were loading luggage onto it, but the luggage handlers did not care about what was happening, the action movie that was happening right next to them. They just kept loading luggage onto the plane. The luggage is now loaded on the plane, and the pilot has started to drive. The plane is now taxiing. You are in a car chasing the plane. Go ahead and roll vehicle handling for me. It's a D20 with no modifier. Cool. All right.
So while this is happening,
where's Elena?
While this is happening, I'm just yelling at him.
Dead. She's dead.
I'm just yelling at him. What the bloody
hell? She was my driver.
Not to kill. I thought we were shooting not to. you reversibly change people's lives. But oh, I guess you're the one with a clean record right now, and I'm the one who's wanted by the U.S. government.
Yeah, you're driving towards the plane. Now the two police officers who got out of their car have gotten back into the car and are chasing after your police car. The cops who got sidetracked by the luggage you shot earlier are following you as well. So now there are once again two police cars chasing after you with four cops in them.
Each are all together.
Have the wheels gone up on my plane yet?
Wheels are still down. Still taxiing. All right.
Shaw, you're going to have to jump onto the wheel and take it up. And we're going to have to commandeer that plane. All the way to Tokyo.
Hold on. Let's roll a D. Because this is, I can do whatever I want to. Roll a D200 for me.
What? Have you seen the way my rolls have gone?
All right. So you're traveling at 81 miles an hour, trying to catch this plane.
Can we do a quick Google search to see how fast planes usually run on the air on the runway?
I can tell you it's more than 81 miles an hour. The plane, however, has just started taxiing, so it's going around 20 to 30 miles an hour. So you are gaining some speed on the plane. You're gaining ground on the plane, story goes, you've reached the plane, so now you are trying to get on the plane. By the way, reminder, you are still chained to a dying police officer.
How bad a shape is Sean?
He's doing all right. He's fine.
Seems to have coagulated.
I wouldn't recommend falling out of a car traveling 80 miles an hour, though.
I gotta get these cuffs off me. I need you to drive.
Do I take the wheel? So I assume that's vehicle handling with a penalty.
Just vehicle handling. Just roll vehicle handling.
Cool. That's a 20?
Yeah.
Cool. I got a 6.
Plus 2.
You can't drive. This is why we need the kid.
No, he has a plus. First of all, yes, this is why you need the kid. He has a plus 2 modifier, so it's not that bad. You lose a little bit of control of the car. go ahead and roll. You get in the seat. Roll vehicle handling again for me.
Six plus 2.
Jesus Christ! Again? All right. You are now right under the plane, literally underneath the plane, and you now need to maintain a speed where if you change your speed at all, the plane will run over you. Although you're in a police car, so what will instead happen is the plane will start to run over you and probably kill a lot of people.
Oh, Jesus. I want to do a quick search of the policeman's body to get the keys.
Oh, just to make sure my mental image of this is the same as everyone else's, we're in the front end of a police car. The Rock has just like this dying police officer draped against him in the driver's seat, while Shaw is like reaching around them steering.
No! You're fully in the driver's seat.
Hold on, wait. Let's. You know what? Because in the back of a police car, you can't get to the back from the front.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's how a police car works. So, first of all, let's say it's a police van. Yeah. Give you a little bit more room to work with. Second, let's go ahead and have Hobbs roll. Just roll a d20 plus 4 for strength to see if you can just knock the whole like back apparatus off to get into the back. You are plus Samoan 4? Thor. Yeah, plus 4. D20 plus 4. Cool. Yeah, you completely knock it out. And now you are able to go to the back seat. So everything's fine. Shaw is fully in the driver's seat. Hobbs in the back seat, searching this police officer. That's good. Could have gone poorly, but you're Samoan.
I feel like I could just break this handcuff off. I'm freaking Luke Hobbs.
Yeah, you could. If you want to roll for that, go ahead.
I feel like
I do.
Way too long to realize that.
Yeah, I don't know why it took it that long, but yeah, you can absolutely break through those cuffs. Go ahead and roll d20 plus 4 again. You just flex out of the cuff, and it completely shatters. So you are no longer chained to the police officer, and are now just sitting in the back seat of the car with a dying cop. The cop, by the way, is clearly unconscious from blood loss.
It's just his knees.
Yeah, that's a lot. You completely shattered his knee.
Both knees.
Okay, all right, look.
I don't know why you shot him. You kicked him out. It would have been a lot better.
I roll the window down, and I'm,
Don't throw him out of the car. You're going to kill him.
No, I'm about to get out the car.
Okay, you roll the window down.
I don't want to leave Shaw because he can't drive. If he drops it,
talk it out.
If he loses the speed, this is like speed. If he drops speed, we'll get crushed.
It's a police van, so you won't necessarily get crushed, but it'll also probably knock out the wheels of the car, and it'll at least damage the wheels of the plane, and you know, possibly cause some damage to not only the plane but the people inside. You know, 100 or so Japanese people and weeaboos going to Tokyo.
Oh, all right. We gotta get you out this car. I can easily just jump on the roof and hop on this leg, but you cannot. So you're the reason we're doing this.
I didn't follow any of that.
I'm so tempted to just let you die. All right, here's the plan.
Oh, because the plan went so well last time.
I'm going to hop on the leg of this plane. You're going to roll your window down. I'm going to grab you from outside. And we're just gonna let the police van crash. And I'm gonna hold you while maintaining my balance.
Just a reminder, you are now killing this police officer. That's fine. I'm just you have now resigned to killing this police officer by putting him in a speeding police van that you're just gonna allow to crash.
This is like, so I was like, sure. So the plan is the movie San Andreas, except with more cop death, which I personally was warning.
I'm trying to think of if I've done worse things. Have I done worse things? I'm a pretty stand-up guy. I don't think I've killed any cops.
Yeah, I don't know why you shot the cop in the knee instead of just, like, if you just
kicked, I had to knees, get away.
If you just kicked his knees, you're 18 feet
what's
tall.
What's the difference?
And very, well, you would have had a lower chance of completely shattering his knee.
I guess this is very much an instant.
I didn't want him to shoot me after I got away. So
fine. We're just going.
I look.
It's not fine. I don't want him to die.
I'm just, you know, here's that's all that's happening is your plan involves killing the cop.
No. Listen, we're gonna. In a last ditch effort, you're gonna turn the wheel far right, okay, away from everything. So maybe he'll crash into something else.
You're not pulling
as opposed to the plane.
You warned me expressly.
You know, let's go ahead and roll a d20 to see what he crashes into, or to see if you see something that you can try to get him to crash into.
Can I also see if there's another plane? Yes, we
don't.
All right, so let's call that out. I was really hoping you'd roll a 20 there and have like a thing full of pillows, but no, we're good. You roll an 11.
Worst plus, case scenario.
Plus 2 perception, so let's say it's a 13. So you see that if you veer off into the right at the correct angle, it'll go into the grass, and the grass should slow the car down enough to not kill the police officer. Though
I am now exiting the car. I am exiting the car. I'm climbing on the roof.
Go ahead and roll acrobatics for me.
I have not seen this grass, and Luke has not communicated.
That's true. Yes, you have not seen the grass, and Luke has not told you the plan.
Is that plus anything?
Plus 2. D20 plus 2.
Oh, great. Awesome.
All right. Well, you climb onto the top of the car, and you try to stand, but you fall over. So now you're holding on to the sides of the car to keep stable. Would you like to try to stand up again?
I want to yell at Shaw that when I jump, you cut. No, wait. When I say go, when I say go, you cut your wheel all the way to the right and you grab my hand. And now I'm going to try to stand.
Okay. Roll D20 plus 2 again to stand.
Immediately veer right.
All right. You successfully stand.
I can stand. I can stand. All right, so now I'm going to attempt to jump onto the leg of the plane.
All right, let's make that acrobatics again. So once again, D20 plus 2. All right, you successfully land onto the leg of the plane.
It's called a landing gear, by the way.
It's fine.
Same thing. go.
All right.
People handling first.
Would you like to continue with Hobbs's plan?
is there a safer way for you to get on the plane?
Because once again, you're going to roll vehicle handling here.
Seeing no alternatives, I can
surely you get it. Right.
1d20 plus.
Yeah, it's cut right. It'll get in the grass. It's fine as long as you cut at the right angle. You're good. You're good. Cut right.
Properly. 15 plus 2 is 17. We're good.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. But now you need to roll acrobatics to jump out of the car and get Hobbs's hand.
It's a d20.
So it's d20 plus 3.
Mod is 3. Yeah.
11. All right. So that's an 8 plus 3 is an 11. You managed to get out of the car.
Wait, can I do an assist because he's jumping into my hand?
Yes. Go ahead and roll athletics. So it's a d20 plus 6.
Stumble out of the car. Is that what's happening?
Booyah! Right,
so it's a 20, not 20, plus a 6. Shaw jumps out of the car, but he cannot reach Hobbs, so he starts to fall. Hobbs jumps to catch Shaw, catches Shaw with his bare hand, and then with his other hand is able to grab onto the landing gear and pull both himself and Shaw up to the landing gear. So now they're both on the landing gear, and they successfully, we don't need a roll for this, they successfully climb up through the landing gear and are now in the cargo hold of the plane, and the plane takes off. Woo! Go ahead, and I want both of you to roll a d20 plus d20 for stealth. Brandon, your modifier is a plus 2. Joe, your modifier is whatever it is on your sheet. God damn it, Brandon!
Wow!
No!
That's a 1 in 400, guys.
This is going to be the greatest action movie in the world.
So we both crit failed.
I wasn't intending for it to be that bad.
both crit.
I shouldn't have had you roll.
Should have just let us get on the plane.
yeah, I guess I should have. When you land in the cargo hold, I guess someone sees the both of you.
Do I have my gun?
Was the air marshal like doing a not so random spot check on the cargo hold?
Yeah, well, the air marshal's already been told there's people trying to go on. Yeah, so the air marshal's already been told there's people trying to go on the plane. So he goes in the cargo hold to see you. He does see the two of you immediately. Just immediately.
Is there anything Christ. I can throw at him?
You what?
Is there anything I can throw at the air marshal?
Perception.
I have a 0 mod for perception, right? Yeah.
Sure.
11.
There's a lot of luggage. It's the cargo hold.
I pick up the nearest bulky looking object and I throw it at the air marshal.
Athletics?
Nat 20.
Alright.
Yes, sir. Well,
it hits the air marshal in the head and completely knocks him out. He'll probably be out for around 12 to 16 hours. however long a plane ride to Tokyo takes.
Does he wear my size?
go ahead and roll a d20 to find out.
I turn to Hobbs and I say, "See, that's how you wound someone without killing him."
Jeez.
No, he's approximately 5 feet tall. He's a very small air marshal. If you'd rolled anything but a 1, then maybe he would have worn Shaw's size. But no.
Alright. I'm gonna make a joke about how he's Tej's size, and then I wanna steal his badge.
Okay, well, make the joke.
If only Tej were here.
Hold on, roll d20 to make a joke, because that sounds like a 1 to me.
This is a nat 20 coming up, I feel it. Ah, close enough.
All right, now make a better joke.
No, let's go. I get his badge. Do I do an investigation check, or are you going to give me his badge? He's unconscious.
Take his badge.
Thank you.
Take his ID. What name is on the ID?
Barry McGillicuddy.
I pocket it.
It doesn't matter. The air marshal is only here because you rolled a 1. No, because you both rolled a 1.
Okay. So I look for the close or the most comfortable place in cargo and take a 16-hour nap.
Yeah, that happens. That's fine.
Oh wait, I wanna inform. Well, I don't know how good my service is up here, but I wanna inform nobody that he's a piece of trash, and he better have somebody waiting for me to help the situation when we land.
I roll survival to like search the bags and like treat my wounds.
Yeah, you're hurt.
you'll be fine with a rest. It's okay. You can both take a free rest action since you're on a plane for 16 hours.
That was easy.
Woo.
That went so much better than expected.
Swimmingly.
All right. Yeah. I think that's good for this session. You take a rest action, and then at some point in the not too distant future, you will land in Tokyo. I think that'll do it. I think that's good, because now you'll land in Tokyo, and then at some point you'll get to meet up with
Lucas Black,
Sean,
with Sean Boswell, Lucas Black, yeah.
Should also note that, like, I'm the lawful evil one, and Sure, I killed zero people so far this campaign.
Hey.
Yeah, Shaw is lawful evil.
We didn't roll to see if he made it to the grass.
Nah, it's fine. You rolled. That was when he rolled like a 19 for vehicle handling, right? Like, that's fine. It made it. Oh, no, 15 plus 2. That's fine.
I've killed no people. And wait. Hobbs has crippled one.
Never mind, he does.
Right, but it wasn't my doing.
The car makes it to the grass, but unfortunately, there is some leaking gasoline and an open flame for some reason. And the cop dies. R.I.P.